by many countries in the west coast of Africa. With little money and few resources to police the oceans, the authorities are unable to prevent foreign ships from fishing without a license. The marine conservation group Oceana claims one of the main culprits is the European Union. Now the tiny nation of Gambia is taking matters into its own hands. It plans to engage three private companies to patrol its waters and prevent illegal fishing. Earlier I spoke to Stephen Acaster from the UK-based fisheries consultancy McAllister Elliott. I started by asking about the scale of the problem.
This industrial fishing has been going on for a very long time, but the economic benefit of this to all of these nations is probably negative, actually, and quite significant loss of ecosystems through intensive trawling. And a very large effect is that the artisanal fisheries or the coastal fisheries of all of these countries have not been able to expand because the space which they would normally have expected to be able to operate into is taken up by these foreign vessels. Most countries have established inshore exclusion zones, which do make a large difference, but there is nevertheless still competition on the most important species which make up the bulk of the protein supply. In the nine countries of the region that the West African Regional Fisheries Programme works in, has a population of, in total, about 100 million people. And their biggest source of protein is the small pelagic fish of the region.
Who are the main culprits when it comes to this kind of fishing? Because the marine conservation group Oceana claims that the European Union is culpable for allowing boats from some of its countries to fish off the coasts of West Africa.
Well, I'm not so sure about that. The European Union does have very good methods of monitoring and regulating what its vessels do. Under the fisheries partnership agreements that the EU makes with countries in the region like Mauritania and Liberia, these are very carefully managed and they are largely for tuna species only, which the countries are not really able to fish themselves. And the European Union works out what stock is available and only allows fishing effort up to the level of stocks which would not otherwise be taken. So those systems work quite well. But in demersal trawl fishing, we do have some European vessels working, and quite frankly, they know what they're doing. They know the stock damage that they're inflicting. Under European Union rules, that wouldn't be allowed. So what they're doing in West African waters is really pushing the limits.
Well, how can they be stopped then? Should it be the European Union that steps in, or should it be the individual countries?
Well, it should be both. The European Union should hold the flag states accountable, and those nations should evaluate the agreements that their trawling companies have with those countries. And if, for example, there's no proper fisheries management plan in place, they should not allow their vessels to operate there.
Why is it so difficult for some of these West African countries to stop this kind of illegal fishing?
Well, that's a multi-pronged response. Without a tax base, their governments are very weak in the ability to operate patrol vessels, to pay their staff properly. But also, over long periods, these governments have been not very well established. There have been long periods of civil unrest and conflict, during which the staff of these fisheries institutions particularly, their only source of revenue was from licensing foreign vessels.
So there are all these challenges, but if we take the example of Gambia, it's recently said it's going to engage three private companies to patrol its waters and prevent illegal fishing. Is this a new approach from a government?
Well, it's not the first time it's been tried. It was tried, in fact, by Sierra Leone some 20 years or so ago. With great success in the early stages, and it could potentially be a possible interim solution. Gambia is a very small exclusive economic zone, and all the fisheries there are shared with Senegal on both sides. There would need to be some very important coordination with Senegal, but certainly something is needed, and one can understand a nation like Gambia feeling desperate and wanting to do something, and without the resources, this could be a possible solution, but it will take careful management and good contracting.
Stephen Acaster. The final posters for Angela Merkel's